Hello and welcome to Let's Do IoT or Jom Pakai IoT podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the man behind this podcast. Well, today's episode, let me share with you one of the applications which we have built specifically for people who's going for Hajj or pilgrimage. We named this application called Discover, but I think in the earlier days, when we designed this, when we developed this in 2021, the Discover app was meant for a family app. But we also found out that this family app organizer can be used for many things. And one of the things that we have found out is that it's easier for us to do a group tracking, tracing of, and making sure that the safety of our group members. And this is meant for Hajj. But during 2021 and 2020, we were hit by COVID, so it's very difficult for us to share and also to publicly announce that this application Discover can be used for Hajj purposes. So actually, you can look at the show notes. In this episode, we'll share with you the links to the app, which is you can find this in iOS or also Google Play. So let me tell you about Discover and how it can be used when people are doing pilgrimage. I give a scenario whereby, you know, a couple that, you know, wants to go will have the opportunity to go for Hajj. And as we know that today is already in Zulkaedah month and people have started to do their pilgrimage. Especially in Malaysia, they have traveled since this Saturday. So what happened is that you need to download the app first. It can be easily found this in the mobile app iOS or also App Store or also Google Play Store. The spelling is Discover, D-S-C-O-V-E-R. So it's really slightly different from the word Discover. Yeah? So you have to properly search the name D-S-C-O-V-E-R, or you can find this link at the show notes in the episode below. So what happened is that once you have reached in Jeddah, for example, or in Mecca, you can quickly create a group, Discover app. You can invite your family or even your friends. You can create one group or you can create multiple groups depending on what are the purpose. So you can have a friends group or you can have a family group. So from there, you can actually share the itinerary and also your flight details. This, what happened is that this can alleviate the concern about your safety. So for example, your family members would like to know, you know, where you are. So they can, you know, ease the anxieties that they have, especially when the people back home. So once you are there, you might be doing a lot of activities, you know, that, and also you like to ensure that all your obligation have been accomplished. So you also have this to-do list. So during the time, you might be able to share some of the schedule that you are doing with the rest of the group members. And you know, the group members, once they join in, actually it's by invitation. So no other parties can easily join the group. So it's a very private group within that. So once you are invited with a link, you can join the group. So once you can explore, the couple might be exploring the streets of Mecca, and the real-time location sharing feature that is within the app able to track each other whereabouts. So you don't have to always call them out where are they, and you know exactly where that they have been walking around on the streets of Mecca. So this can actually help you to ensure the peace of mind. So in order for you to there is one feature called places where you can do a geofencing. You can once you do a geofencing and you can enable the group members who in your group, once they are within that particular place, when they enter, you know that this person have already entered the place, or when they exit the place. So for example, in your hotel, you will know that when the person goes out from the hotel, is you being notified. And when the person comes into the hotel, you will get notified. The same thing when you put a geofencing at Mecca, at the mosque. So once you at the mosque, people will know that you are within that particular mosque, you are being notified. So it's slightly different from the application that you'll be always used in WhatsApp, location sharing and all that. There is no way for you to be notified, you know, while you are moving around. Here, you are being notified almost 24/7 by 365 days, as long as you enable the location sharing. So for me, I think having this tracking is very good because, okay guys, I think that's all we'll share with you later in the next episode. Bye.